It's in Simen Reish Ches. And the Chaber writes in Siv Beis. Chameshes mini dogim sholkon oikodsh, and you have the different five grains. Made a tavshal masi kedeira. Afilu irav imom dvash harbe, even if there's a lot of other stuff there, make him his oimis. Avol ilay nosan adogan betavshal ela ledovkoi. Ulahakpoisoi botal betavshal. But if the purpose of the wheat is ledovkoi to stick it together, that's the Gemara Mefereshes. Ulahakpoisoi into gel it together. That's a lushan from one of the Rishonim. Maybe from the Riyaz. Was that? He's a Rilak Poso? The Riyaz is. Okay. So then it's Botel Batavshu. Then the Mechaber quotes the Tosfos. Kishinoisin Kemach Lotech Shkodim, Shkedim. If the purpose is to satisfy a mizaynis, in the davik ba'olma, then you don't make a mizaynis. And he quotes the Tosfos Toiv lahachmer ulegomoy b'soich suda. So the Mishnah Berurah has in Sif Katan Zayin. If the flour is coming letat lehatim, he quotes the Rashba. Ulahakshir es atavshil. Chashiv ehud deikir. You're right? He says, look later on that the machabs and the paskin like the ritva legabe the shir. It has to be kezayis bechtei achilas pras. Then the Mishnah writes in Sif Katan Ches Ela Dovkoi Sheloi Bolatim Etavshu Veloi Lesoid Alev Rak Sheye Etavshu Medubok Leichoshev Ubot Legavi Etavshu Afilo Nos Nosech Kemach Arbei against the Taz. The amount doesn't matter. He says in the Sharet Zion, I left out the Taz because so many Achorim disagreed with the Taz. Gama shekos of the Afilu of Achamesh bin Nogon who arrived came Shabol the Dabek who botel and left that out as well. Right, so Lamaisa, how is the Mechaber is passing primarily the Rashba and the Rosh and the Tosfos, that if the purpose of the flower is to give Lehatim Atavshil, Lesod Alev, right, so then we make a mezaynes on it, and the purpose of the kemach is simply to service the other food. So then it becomes bottle. Good. So the questions are, so that's poshut, but the questions are when the things in between, right? So the moshel, let's start with the Avdei Nezer, Socher Sheva Rebbe, right? He was asked about when the flour was put into some kind of what we would call they call it tzitzot in Hebrew, in patties, right? Gefilte fish is like that, or if it's a like a potato kugel. Right, with flour inside of it. So there, the purpose of the flower, as we've been discussing yesterday, is either to make it a little bit, to make it fluffier. Apparently, if you just have fish, ground fish, so it would be a heavy kind of a taste. So the flour there is to make it lighter. Apparently, a potato kugel without Avnei Nezer said, they asked his mother why she puts flour in the, I forget what it was. So she said, it makes it easier to eat, makes it lighter. All right? So now, Avnei Nezer thought that therefore one should not make him a zoynes in these cases, to make him shahakal in all these cases. Simon Lamed Ches. And he had three reasons. Number one, he says that the idea of making it lighter, that's really the same thing as Gedele Dame. You want to have the fish. You want to have the meat. But dense fish packed together won't be tasty, right? Won't be easy to eat. The issue that came to Nezer was a person who had trouble swallowing. That was the problem. The trouble chewing. So they put the flour in. So the Nezer said that's why we always put flour in. So happens for this person with trouble chewing, they had to put more flour. But that's why we put flour in. A potato cook without flour would be too heavy, apparently. So he says, if that's the case, that's really like the Rambam's Litein Reyach, Otseva, all of these things. And the Anezlim Pshat in the Rambam, the way he learned Pshat, that Litein Seva, a Reyach, that is to facilitate the eating of the other food. The Dabek is because you wanna keep the beans together, easier to eat. So he said the same thing, Litein, that's what the Sachshim learned Pshat in the Rambam, Litein Reyach, he says, not the way I said it yesterday. Initially, that's one of the nois of achila. He said that the tzfela is like the davening. The way he said in the end, it's just to make it a nicer presentation. So if that's the case, it's like the davening. And then he said that his last svara was that there has to be Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, and he figured that there wasn't Kezayis Kemach Bechdei Achilas Pras in Megacheshvan. Each one has to be Megacheshvan on its own. That means enough flour, let's say a cubic inch of flour, that one would eat in the course of, let's say, 6 minutes or so. So let's make a Hashara. Whether you have a cubic inch of flour to every two or three pieces. I don't know. His hashara was his recipe was did not include that. And then he says that then he raises the following question. All right. So far he says, should be poshut, should be shak. Then he raises the following question. He says, when one introduces flour in order to increase the volume, right? So he said, at first he thought that would be a reason to make a bari minei mezonos, because if you're increasing volume, that means you want to eat fish and flour. So he says, if that's the case, so then since you want to eat the flour as well, it's not bottom. And then he retracts, he's chozer from that machshava, because he says, since the Riaz writes that lahakvois is to l'shahako, so what does lahakvois mean? Lahakvois means you want something to gel together. You have beans, you have potatoes. So you put in the flour in order that it should be sort of a pasty maichel. So he says, why? The Riaz says, as Shulchan Aruch quotes, that is considered to be secondary. That's considered to be tofel. So he says, why is that? He says, in that case, you want the pasty taste, right? Elamai, since it's still coming to primarily service, because you want to eat you don't want the pasty flour taste. You want the potatoes and the beans to be eaten in a pasty setting. So this is so you're really servicing the beans and the potatoes. So now he says, what happens when you want to you have a potato cola? If you just have potatoes inside of it, it's going to be a flat thing. Now you want it to rise, right? So he says, in that case, you want to eat the potatoes parchava. You want to eat the potatoes slowly. You want to eat potatoes in a cakey kind of setting. So he says, in that case, he says, if lahakvois is still going to be eshahakol, so he thinks for lenafeach is also going to be shak. There is a tshuva, I think it's by the Ber Moshe, Moshe Stern, he was the Ritziner Rebbe. So he writes, I just saw this a few minutes ago, he writes that it depends on the purpose. He says, if the reason is anything we said until now, I'm a Zionist. So, however, if he says, no, sorry, that's Shahako. However, if it's because he can't afford so many potatoes, like he was saying yesterday, he all of a sudden got so many guests on Friday, and only have now this flour, he started pouring flour into everything. Right? So then you really want to feed your guest flour. So then you should make him a Zionist. If you're providing the flour because that's the way the potatoes will taste better, that's the way that the meat will taste better, he says, then it should be a shahaka. But if it's an order that you want your guests to have 50% fish and 50% flour, so you want to feed them flour. You don't want to feed them fish b'harchava. You want to feed them flour. So they should make them mezonos. Yeah, you better make sure they wash in that case. It's a hard thing to tell your guests. Trust me, you're making mezonos in this case. Yeah. So better still, you wash first. You don't have to worry about it. So in any event, the Piskei Tshuva says that the Stipler and the Chazon Ish, they always made a shahako on a potato cooker that made a shahako, and on meat and in gefilte fish that made a shahako, and he says it's like a Bnei Brak comment that they know the Chazon Ish, there's never a mevarer. He never asked his wife how much flour are you putting in, so he just it was gefilte fish with shahako. So they once asked the Chazon Ish why he never used mevarer. So he says lashon was, very true, lashon was because it's fish, because it has a shame fish on it. I didn't ask my wife for canadel. I asked her for gefilte fish. So he said the lashon of the Meiri. So again, I don't know if he was Ramesh quoting the Meiri, or if he was mechaber the Meiri, but the same svara. It's like a korah shame alone. So again, so yoytimi calls that you have gefilte fish, even if there is significant flour inside of it. So then, our minig is to say shahako. You have a hamburger, and it's a, I think the Piskei Tshuva quotes a hamburger shul mosdot, an institutional hamburger. So it has a lot of flour inside of it. He says shul misadot u'mosdot. Right, so it's an institutional hamburger. So it has a lot of flour in it. He says our minig is to say shahako, based on the Avnei Nezer. What's it based on? So one is the Chazon Ish's Meiri, put that together, the Chal Hashem. But the Avnei Nezer's primary approach was, his primary approach, he said there's the Rabbeinu Yoina, there's the Achilas Kedei Achilas Pras, but his primary approach was that if the purpose of the flour is to facilitate the eating of the fish, whether it's to make it lighter or fluffier or pastier, any of these things are bahar chava, so you eat it slower. Any of these things, it's really a fish presentation, lots of flour. So the flour, so with this mahalach of the Avnei Nezer, really moves things very significantly from the way that we learn the sugya. Right? Where did that Nezer come from? He's really coming from the Rashba. Because the Rashba's lashon was Hanas Achila. Right? So the Nezer learns Pshat in the Rashba that if you're getting Hanas Achilas Dogon, so then you make it Mezoinis. But if it's not Hanas Achilas Dogon, you don't want the wheat. You want the fish. You want the meat. So it's just in order to make that more pleasant, then it stays as shahakal. All right? So is that consistent with how we learned until now? We learned until now that the Rashba held, again, the Tosfos says that it was kidei lis'od. Right? So from the Tosfos, you could learn from the Tosfos, you would not necessarily draw this conclusion. The Tosfos, you could say, the gefilte fish, because there's flour in it, it's a more nourishing. It's Erev Pesach, when you have gefilte fish, it's only to have something to eat. Right? You have a hamburger, lots of flour, you could say, the flour was soiled. So strictly from the Tosfos, we may not draw this conclusion. Right? And you have to remember, the Machaber is lush as the Tosfos. He says, Kedesha Yisayt Alev, then it's Borim name is Zainos. Right? So it's very conceivable, if not for the Avnei Nezer. I haven't seen anybody halacha on ma'is who's cholik in this Avnei Nezer. So this is a landmark tshuva. Because the Tzachar Shev is it would not be unusual for him. Yeah. So the Chore, if not for the Tzachar Shev, we I don't know if he would have drawn this conclusion. Go ahead, Josh.
The way he learns Tosfos was Avnei Nezer, so he would draw the same conclusion because he says that the Daka, the Dan Kol Sheishba, was by something that's Soed Salib, something that's just for Khan. So that's not the Dan Kol Sheishba, but that would just be regular Dan Vikar Kapha of Avnei Nezer. So he would say.
Does he say that in the Tosfos?
Yeah.
The what? Say it again?
He sets up a three.
Right. After he goes to Rav Kahana. Yeah. So I didn't think that was the primary argument of Ebenezer. You think it's correct. Ebenezer, in the 6th or 7th comment, like a paragraph, he says, and you have to say this pshat, because otherwise you're going to get stuck in Rav Kahana. What was the Hamid of Rav Kahana? Right? So he says the Hamid of Rav Kahana was that it was that there was that in that silka there was lots and lots of kemach. Right, so then he says that there must have been so much kemach that was also kidei lis odes halev. Right, he sets up three different possibilities. Right, either there was very very little kemach, then it's never posh. I don't need that of kind of in the chiddush. There was so much kemach that is either lis odes or ledavik. Right. So he says, when it was the Sodas Alei, that's when Kahn was Machadesh, that you make a Bor Mini Bezoinus.
Right.
Right, so go ahead.
But I think it seems from the way if you look from the Shard Sion, so I think the Bakhtan learns Pshat and Tosos differently than the way the Avenizer learns Pshat and Tosos. It sounds like from Avenizer, the Sodas Alei is like the highest level, that it's higher than just giving Kahn. Like the whole thing is because this was late, but because the Shartzion quotes that that the Taz writes that if something's just lamaitel and it's not to give tam, so the Taz says that would be in Zonos.
Right.
So he says that
is
the same
base.
Thing as
the Nia's Daitim, Ashakosav Tav, Taz, the Noisin Lamachal, Choshev Kimoy Latam, right? Even though he says it's not a good Rayev.
Right.
Sounds like he looks at this as just
giving
tam,
and maybe he thinks lisod asalev is just getting some, being filled from it. But the Avenizer thinks lisod asalev is really like it's more like the miri, like it's nikra ashim, and maybe that it could be that the time is learning shan sugya different than we were learning lisod asalev. Tosos is like the miri, and therefore it's.
No. We learn this as a lame, like the Gemara in Lamed Hei Amud Beis. It provides nourishment, right?
Rebbe
Yayin.
With Matosos in that type of camp of the
right.
of the Rashba and the Meiri,
right.
that it's something that it's nikra on that shame. So it sounds like it should be more something more chashuv. It's defined by that.
Right.
So it sounds
right.
like from the Taz and the way that the Shaar HaTzion says the Taz is the same thing as Tosos. It doesn't necessarily need to be that it's nikra Hashem. It's just, it sounds like Taz is talking about something that's like a filler. A filler wouldn't necessarily be something that's nikra Hashem.
The Chafetz Chaim is saying that if you put wheat in for tam, it's the same thing as the sodas alev.
No, if not even tam,
the
Taz is talking about just
no
sin
lamachol. No, he says noisin lamachol choshev kimoy letam who nichlal b'meshakoshu toisus l'sod alev. Right. So he learns that l'sod alev is very much like the Rashba's kavana sachila. Right, whatever you eat things for taste, eat things for nourishment.
Right, it doesn't mean necessarily
right.
bad taste.
Right. So therefore, if the flour is only there if the flour is not there for kavana sachila, we're saying it's correct. Right?
The way the avenues went to us was that you would not apply it to the impulsion as easily as the way the expanse went to us.
No, it would be similar. Because he says that the Nazir's
says something like that for filling.
Right.
You wouldn't say
Mizonos on it. You would say
Mizonos on it. You would say
Mizonos, a filler?
If it's.
Because
we're saying if it expands the food, it's not really for that food. It's really
for itself.
It's for the.
And the nasal says that if you're having the flowers in the fish, so that you'll eat the fish with greater hachava, that is, you'll enjoy the fish longer. Right? Or perhaps he says you'll be more. You will be. This is the point that you're getting at. Let's say you put the flour in the fish, so that a person will eat the fish and will be more satisfied when he eats the fish. That's what you're saying.
I think that.
You're so that the Nezer might say in that case that you still say eshahakol.
Right.
And the way that we learned pshat in the Tosfos, in that case you would say make him a zaynis. Very, very dachistic. Right, I don't think for the Chavetz Chaim you could. Neisin l'machol choshev kemoy latam. The neisin l'machol choshev kemoy latam. Who nechlal b'meshakosum l'sod alev. So any hanos achila is od alev. I think you're right. That's svar alone. They probably would be cholik, and that's probably correct.
Saying, but we could, then if we say chat like the Avinazer, so it makes perfect sense about the Avinazer along with the Rashba and Meiri, because then he wouldn't just be simple. If you say like the Avinazer, so then it's Mamish, the Soda Salih is has to be something that's very kosher.
Why should you mix the Taisis and the Rashba and Meiri? They're clearly different. Meiri is clearly Nikra al Shem. Right.
You're saying that they were
and the Rashba is kavod. Was that?
You're saying that we said that
in the same group. In the
yeah,
same
in
group.
Terms of how
yeah.
They learned that it's mamish.
Right.
Thinker.
Right.
So I'm saying it follows through with the Tosfos that he would need it to be something that's very kosher. That's this one's would be kosher. He learns that.
Right.
So it means that kol sheishbo is mamish, something that's thicker. So the way how we were learning, so
Right, but this, in this one the could be different. And these things are very hard to figure out. That's what the Meron Mesada says, right? So the these things are very hard to figure out. So it could be that what Josh is saying, I think, is correct. And this one nakuda, a person, it's not the Avinator's primary discussion. Right? And then his primary point is that we expand the idea of the Demik for Olma to be servicing the food in any way. Even if it's servicing the food to make it lighter or to make it last longer, any way at all. That's already the mizon. Then says shahakma. Right? Josh's aura is that if the purpose of putting the flour in the potatoes is that one eats the potatoes and one is more satisfied afterward. Right. So the Avinaza would say, look, say eating the potatoes and you'll be happier at the end. But it's in order to enjoy the potatoes more. And the way we learn Pshat and Taisa, no, that's already Lisodas Alev. Right? And that might be what the Mishnah Berurah would say. And Chanami, that's probably correct. Then that Makuda, they probably is Machlaik, I don't know. And anyway, you know what? That might come up in the following case. It might come up if there is such a thing as a Mizonos roll. Right? So let's assume for a moment that says a Mizonos roll, what would it mean? It would mean that when it's taken flour and apple juice and what's come up with something that is significantly different, and people don't eat this as part of a meal. Right? And then you would make a, you know what it would be like, a tortilla. Right? Sometimes people fill tortilla shells. Right? So if you'd have a tortilla shell, which is heavily flour, not corn. It might still be a possible makisa, but it wouldn't be a good example. It's some kind of a... if a person would make some kind of a wrap, what do they call? Not a falafel, but a... What's that?
A laffa,
right. Some of a laffa. We make it out of flour, and it would be very, very light. And if it's not being eaten as part of a seuda, right? So I'm still not sure. Might be possible because, but and then you fill it up with meat and with vegetables, right? So then, what's the purpose of this lafa? So if the purpose is you don't get your hands dirty, we'll discuss that in 2 minutes. All right. But let's assume for a moment that's not the purpose. Let's assume the moment is because you want to become more filled. You really want to have meat. You want to have chicken. Right? You want to have vegetables. You want to have, but sit down and you have meat and chicken. You're not going to be filled. So therefore, you have some mezonos as well. So that would be this machloikis between the. Avnei Nezer and the Mishnah Berurah. Right? Avnei Nezer would say, you really want the meat, you really want the, you don't really want the laf of bechlal, right? So that's, he would say, then you shouldn't make him a zaynus, you should make a shakam. Mishnah Berurah, I think, would say, no, but you want to get nourished, you want to get filled by the zaynus, so make him a zaynus. So I saw in the footnotes of the Piskei Tshuvos, I have to check this out. He doesn't give a maramokin. He says that Rabbi Yosef Paskin, that in the case that I gave, I'm not sure exactly what the mezonos was. The mezonos is some kind of thing that is, let's say, it's a mezonos with no water at all. And for some reason, not possible because, but it's filled, jam packed with meat and with vegetables. Then he says you would not make a bracha on the mezonos. Right? And after the Piskei Tshuvos, has a lot of misquotations. Be very, very careful. But he has that that ha'aris. That would be this machlokes. Yeah.
What about like a maraka? Like a cheese burger, or like a meat burger?
I mean, it's probably a possible bakistan. So let's say you have it. So we'll discuss it in 2 minutes, okay? We'll discuss what's in fact different. All right, so that's the... Go ahead.
So you said the Chazon Ish said, he said a shahakol.
On gefilte fish and on potato... No, he said a perfectly dumb potato.
Oh,
he
said a dumb.
Yeah. But he didn't say mezonos. He didn't make a mezonos. All right? So that, again, bringing this halacha l'masa, it seems, you can see what Josh is saying is correct. It would seem that most of the situations that we're talking about are not cases where a person is focused on the flour and the potato to become nourished, right? When you have an institutional hamburger, you're not thinking, boy, I'm glad there's a lot of flour in here, I'm not going to be hungry. You know, you're saying, how about there's more meat over here, right? So in all of these cases, we would not make a mezonos. What happened to the Gemara? The Gemara says, only the Devik Ba'alma. It's not the Devik Ba'alma. The Teretz is, Rabbi Nezer's pshat, that the Devik, we said it yesterday. We really said it in the Rivav. Rabbi Nezer is saying that all the Rishonim hold this. That if the flour is there to service everything else, not just to hold it together, stick together, but to service it, because that's the way that you want to eat it. So then that's still, then the mezonos becomes secondary. That was the Avnei Nezer's blitz. All right, now we go mikotza lakotza, other extreme schnitzel. All right, so anything which is fried in flour, fried in egg and flour. All right, nope. So you should say kol sheyesh mechamesh zaminim mezonos. All right, the minigaylam say shakol and schnitzel. Menagelim say shahakol if a person is a baked potato with a little bit of mezonos on the outside. Say shahakol. So why are we saying shahakol? So the truth is that this is muskam. I remember and I could not find it. It's a one liner in one of Rav Moshe's shuvas. Anybody find it? I wasn't able to find it. The maftech doesn't have it. But as far as I can see, the Shevet Halevi, Shmuel Vosner writes this, and Rav Nosson Gestetner is one of the big poskim. Bnei Brak also writes this. That it's the minigar, let me say shakal. Why are we saying shakal? So I remember Rav Moshe saying, because the flour is a davar shel mabakach, it's really not significant. Which I never understood, but the sugya says, flour becomes choshev. So apparently he was saying is, that whatever you're going to say, I'm telling you it's a davar b'alma. You can darshan today, tomorrow, but that thin little thing of it. That's a Devik Ba'alma. Probably was saying along the lines of the Sochet Shever. Right? Now, see, you go into a little bit into the thinking behind the using of the flower. Rav Nosson Gestetner writes, that he says, really, you're interested in having a fried piece of meat. So you really want deep fried meat. However, deep fried meat will shrink. And it'll become sticky and gooey. So they figured out if you put a mezonos crust around, so it doesn't shrink so much. It looks more appetizing. But he says, but you really want the deep fried taste. So therefore he says, nope. So therefore this crust is only there just to facilitate a deep fried taste. So it shouldn't shrink too much, shouldn't become too crusty. The chicken itself will become hard and crusty. So it's there in order to make it not hard. Therefore he says that's why he thinks you'd make a shahakal on it. But Vosner writes, I think he writes, we all know we're eating a piece of meat. Right, that the ikur is some lotion like that. However, what's probably correct is, and this the Pesukei Teshuvos points out, is that if one has, and it's other Sfarim also pointed out, if one has a very thick crust, right, so then one should be, then the thick crust is not there in order to protect the chicken. Right, versus having fried chicken, so L'chaira, you're there because you want the masa kedeva taste, right? Is that correct? You want the better taste. So if that's the case, you shouldn't make a mezaynus on it. So I think that the few sarim would deal with this say to make two brachas on it. First to make a mezaynus in the batter, and then to make a shahakal on the piece of meat. Why? Probably because there's no major tshuva on it yet. None of the major meshivim really addressed this issue. I have to bring a poisik into Duggies. I have to see it below Einav, see exactly what we're talking about. So maybe, but I think that's the, you know, making two brachas is not ever partial. Because it could be brachal v'atol, you have to be careful to take to peel it apart and eat them separately. That's really where the Gemara, where the Tosfos says, have it b'seich seuda. That's really the better eitzah is have it b'seich seuda, to wash and have it. Why is that a better eitzah? So that's what the Meromei Sotah, the Tziv says, the point of this Tosfos, I mean the Tosfos, the difficult Tosfos, I'm involved in base, the last Tosfos, that says, v'toyv, this is the better thing to do. The Meromei says it's because it's the Efshel Levara. He says it's a Pshat and Tosfos. It's going to be hard to figure out. These things are very hard to figure out exactly what the... If it would be Stama Sofeg that you could... That the Mishnah Berurah writes in Yud Aleph. He says, the Mechaber says, Tov L'Achmir. Mishum de Memas Eshkedim. He says, V'lechein Koshe L'Shar Mayekav Anosei Rak L'Devek. V'lechein Tov L'Achmir. So the Netziv says, not only kosher, it's going to be impossible to figure out. So it's going to be Dover She'in L'Achreya. So in that case, the Chumrah is to wash. I think the whole thing is Tzoruch Iyun Gadol. I have great qualms as to whether the Svaris of the Poskim Nei Brak is correct. Is that really even the thin batter? Is that the kavana? Go ahead.
Yeah, are we assuming that it's always according to the kavana of the person preparing the food?
No.
Sometimes the person eating it.
Should be the kavana of the person eating it. The raya is from Emdali.
They're taking out a schnitzel from the freezer and it has a lot of crust, but they don't really want it. It's just a very big pain to remove it. They would say.
No, then it's shakal. Yeah. I don't think that's the case. You know, most people eat schnitzel because they want the combination taste. No. So no one thinks that they really want to have a deep fried without the crust. No. It's true maybe sometimes for potatoes, it's true sometimes you have the crust is only there to make it look pretty. All right. That's the Rambam. So then it's clear that it's a barbecue dough. But over here, I don't think it's poshut at all. It's tzarachi and gadol. Rabbi Moshe, from what I remember, was chad b'chalak. So I think there are probably three situations. One, where it's very clear that the flour is just there to facilitate the deep frying. Then one, there's a situation where clearly the flour is there because you want a thick batter taste. And then, I think you have to make a mezaynus. The shahs, you also make a shahako. I don't know. I'm not sure. And in between, I think, is kosher l'shar. Go ahead.
Isn't that
smart
before that it shrinks and it gets all...
I know it's true.
And even if it was, like, I didn't know that until it was...
So right, that's what I'm saying. Neither did I. Neither did I.
So does that affect an individual...
Lachari should. Lachari, the guy who's eating it, he's not thinking... right? Lachari goes by the Kavanah Sa'oicha. Let's see from him Dala. Go ahead.
So if let's say you had two different pieces of chicken, right?
Yeah.
You had the white and then you had the chicken finger. I decided to go over the chicken fingers.
Right.
Right? Like, over a Chicago, or like just the fact that over the chicken finger, like, I mean,
what? No, you're saying it's a good point.
I'm saying we have an issue with it.
No, but it's not correct if you have a piece of grilled chicken and a piece of deep fried chicken. That's not a contest. So this will never come up. You're never going to have a piece of deep fried chicken that doesn't have doesn't have crust on it, right? So that nikud is not going to come up. The question was the emes. What is really the issue of it? The emes, I think the emes really is that you do want the deep fried taste. You want the deep fried crusty taste. You want the mezonis taste. So that's the case. It's very hard to say that you should make a shaklam. Right? You go through all the gemaras, right? It's not litain seva. It's not litain mara. It's not kedei ladavik, right? So now you have the sochet shemer is the biggest harchava. You really want the chicken. You really want the chicken. No, but it's but you want to eat the chicken a certain way. I'm not sure that's even correct. That would be your case. You have a grilled piece of chicken and you have fried pieces. Then it's a bar that you want the battered chicken. No, what'd you say?
I've heard that amazing. When they say that it's for time, the reason you're eating it is you have done it for time if you go by road. Second.
Right. But I think what Avinezer is saying is if you want, if it's noising tam bebosser, in other words, the fish over there, the gefilte fish, have a lighter taste to it. Over here, You want the taste of the meat and you want the taste of the mezonos. When it comes to gefilte, you don't care about the taste of the mezonos b'chalal. It's only because it makes the fish taste a little better, right? So I'm not sure what Nezer would say it over here. But what's the raya would bring from the reshiyut beis cases? The reshiyut beis, that's the other place. This reish ches beis and gimel. And reshiyut beis. Reshiyut beis, that's what the Mechaber quotes, at first, crackers, that you smear things on top of the crackers. Merkachas, sheminichin rekikin dakin eisam, havitfele merkachas, sheyadover yadua, shein miskabnin lechol lechem. You have a cracker, a piece of bread, it's reshiyut beis, that it's the last halacha of the ikir and tofel. So, and there you have a cracker and you put something on the cracker and everybody knows you don't want to have the cracker. You just want to have the merkachas. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Amog and Avram, the quotes are Kolboy, the Beis Yosef quotes. Shebom ledavik and merkachas alem shelo yitanfu yadayim bedvash. You really want to have blueberry jam. But how you get a blueberry jam? So you take a cracker and smear it on the cracker. She says, it's only that your fingers don't get gooey, it's sticky. In that case, you make a bracha on the jam. So, that's the kolba. That's the kolba. That's what Chaver quotes that. All right? Now, says comes the Mogen Avram, and he says, and the Mishnah quotes this, and he says, but if the cracker is tasty, right? But you have tasty crackers. You have to make a bracha on them. So you end up making, sounds like two brachas, because you have two ikar. So that's how the most poskim, that's how certainly Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva on. That's the ice cream cone and the ice cream sandwich. Ice cream sandwich, he says, it's clear. He says those that the mezonos part is not just so you don't get your fingers dirty. He says that those are good cookies. He says you can find in a different package someplace. So if they were these very thin wafers that don't taste good at all right, then you'd make a bracha on Asher Hakol. It's clear. But he says you find these cookies in other places as well. So therefore he thinks that you have to make two brachas. You're making a bracha on the mezonos. He thinks you eat them separately. And then he says a very interesting word. He says that the me'iri is choylek on this kolboy. It's the me'iri and mem dalet. So he says once the me'iri is choylek on the kolboy, we should be very limited in how we pask in this kolboy. Trouble understanding the Me'iri exactly. Which we'll get to when we learn Mem Dalet. It's just an interesting aura from Rav Avadya Yosef. So that would be now. When it comes to the ice cream, crackers, ice cream sandwiches, Rav Moshe writes, it depends on the kavan of the person. If the person is only eating it for the ice cream, he should only make one bracha. If he's eating it because he wants both, he makes two brachas. Now, if kamina, let's say ice cream cone. So there, Rav Adi Yosef says that he assumes ice cream cones also are tasty. Then I'm not sure. Tzarachin. Right? So if it's a sugar cone, a waffle cone, then for sure. Yeah, like, then Rav Moshe's sugar. Then you for sure have to follow Rav Adi Yosef, right? You're choosing to have a tastier cone. And the question, make two brachas, right? It becomes difficult because you end up making a shakol before Mizinus. Tzarachin had to work that out. Right? That's a tzarachin also. They have to make a shakol shaloi, not to have the cone. Don't forget to that. But if you have a choice of all these cones and you choose your basic cone, then tzarachin. So Rav Yosef would still say, this is not what they meant when they talk about tasteless crackers. They were also tasty. So, but he does say, and other parts can also write, that if you're going to take the position that the cone is only there so you shouldn't get your fingers dirty, and so then he says, so you're only going to make a shahako, and it's not really very tasty, the cone. So even at the end, where you only have a cone left in your hands, you wouldn't make another bracha. Right? Rav Moshe is a very interesting lashon, an American lashon. He says, let's say you have the ice cream wafer, right? And you're having, and this, so he says, you make two, he says, really you want to eat the ice cream. So why eating the wafer? He says, they shu sham. Right? Is there? So in that case, you only make a shakal in that case. That's the way it is. What about ice cream cake? So there, l'chara, you should make two brachas on it, no? Because there, you do have the cake there is not just to facilitate the ice cream. There's a certain time, right? You have, let's say, a strudel, right? So there's a good example that the you have much more filling than mezonos, but the mezonos is tasty mezonos. So you make a bar mitzvah mezonos, just one bracha. I think even if you want the filling, you have certain kinds of cheesecakes where the mezonos part is very, very, very minimal. So then that might be a case of when you make a shahakol, you don't make a mezonos. That could be. If it's a tasteless mezonos. But it's very rare. It's very rare. It would have to be a tasteless mezonos. That's what the Mishnah writes. Bimdina Seinu, that there's some taste of. So again, so what does that mean? Let's go back to put into the sugya. What does that mean? It means that since there is some taste to it, right? So that means that your kavana to eat it is also to enjoy the mezonos. Right. So then Mimela, if you primarily want. If let's say the ice cream cake, if you're interested in davkin eating an ice cream cake, you would not eat the ice cream separately. You enjoy ice cream cake, right? You enjoy an ice cream sandwich, and you make a mezonos, right? You wouldn't make a shakalot. If on the other hand, the primary interest is eating the ice cream, so if the mezonos is tasty, like. So that is ice cream cakes. The cake part is made out of chopped cookies. Since these were Oreo cookies, right? So they can use anise on it. These are not tasteless things. The people make ice creams, Davka buy them from buy packages of these cookies. So then you have to make two brachas. And you should eat them separately. What did you say before? Go ahead.
What about
the
yogurts?
They have
yogurt crunch yogurt that sound like
that. Don't laugh at that, because that's granola. After Oreos, we'll discuss granola. That's, what was that?
Sometimes you can put
on
Oreos.
Yeah, the cookie ones also. The crushed cookies that are like
granola. So the question is, do you make a mezonos on it? No. So what would you say? There you're not having it because you want the mezonos taste to it.
It's against the shakola.
What was that?
It's against the shakola.
Can't just eat vanilla yogurt.
What
that? It's enhancing the taste of the vanilla yogurt.
No, but you like use oil.
Well, I get the cookie one instead of the
vanilla. I mean, they use oil to top because they like Oreos.
Yeah, that's it. We got the vanilla one. Kids like that.
So the kavana there is not to make the yogurt last longer. It's not to make the yogurt more filling. Kavana there is because you want the mezonos taste to it. So based on what we said, it shouldn't. The question is, you make two brachas or one bracha? That's the question.
Maybe it's not there.
You have it because I still feel it's pras there. You probably don't have. They have a cubic inch of mezonos. So then you should. Then we should do is you should make two separate brachas before you mix them together. What's that?
Before you mix them.
Before you mix them, yeah. Why? Because you're going to get yourself something brachas. You're going to have. According to Shulchan Aruch, you would not make a mezonos because it's not kedeichel espras. You don't have a shear of mezonos, right? So Shulchan Aruch wouldn't say. And then in addition, you would only make a shakal because of the shear. So should you mechayv yourself? Sacher Shem Rebbe writes that the Shulchan Aruch would have known, was he right? That the Shitu Mechubetz, I think, this is the end of the Tshuva, if you would have known that the Ritva against Rebbeinu Yoina, he would not have passed like Rebbeinu Yoina. He says, Mi Anoichi Lachloik Al Hashol Mitzim. I think it's his Lashon there. No, so yes, so then again, so then it's pachis make a shir, so then you be potter, and you make a shakal. So is there any reason to be machmir? If you're machmir, then a bracha lo atala. What else would we say? But it's not there. L'tseva or l'mare or l'nefeyach. It's there because you want the. You want that taste. So except for the sheer concern, you should be chayiv, you should make a mezonos on it. So then you wouldn't, because this year you wouldn't make a brach, you'd make a shakal. That, by the way, is a cheshvan for the schnitzel also. Right? Very often the schnitzel, you're not going to have a shear of kezayas, mechnechil is pras, except in the very thick batter.
Why does the shear matter for the brachah rishona? People are going to eat something which is called a
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, the shir never matters for bracha v'shayna. We didn't really discuss that.
There's a kesa mishnah at the beginning of these brachos that says that if you're, why do we have to say a bracha on a mashiv? Because maybe you'll keep eating and end up eating a sheep.
Exactly. Yeah.
So does that have to do with it? It's not kedesh with bracha. There's no way for you to come.
It'll never ever be mitzarefin.
But that's still
not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah should be mitam le'ima. I think that it means the following, but I have to look it up to be sure, because it's quoted in the Ritva and the Ritva Hilchos Brachos. I think it has to do that it's not considered to be a significant te'imas dogon. You're talking about tairoibas. So if I have cookie by itself. So I'm having a cookie. I'm having a masa kedera. Is that? I'm having it. Was that?
In the case of the yogurt, it shouldn't matter. It's not really.
Yeah. In the case of what?
In the case of the yogurt, it's not really tyrobus.
Why not?
Because you have it outside of the yogurt.
No, but you're eating it with tyrobus. Maybe
you should eat it beforehand.
So I don't know. I don't know if you should mechayev yourself a bracha like that. The normal way is to eat it together. They sell to be eaten together. So should I be mechayev myself a bracha? I wouldn't have these crumbs. So Dav could have it in order to have himself a bracha. It's not so posh.
Why is ice cream cake the bracha?
What was that?
Why is ice cream cake the bracha?
Because I think that in most cases, you want both the ice cream taste and the cake taste.
If it's tatos, then there's enough food sauce, and it's not a tatos.
Right. Unless...
Also, wasn't it when you cross it, cross?
What was that?
Wasn't the cross of ice cream cake?
Was that? I'm sorry?
The cross of the ice cream cake was crushed up the cookies.
Right.
And so there's a shear, so that makes a difference.
Sometimes there's a shear beside us there. Sometimes. So Jonathan's saying that we should only make a mezonos on it, shouldn't make a shakal on it. Rabbi Yishai says, I think if when it comes to an ice cream sandwich, then you make two brachas on it. Right? Why? Because you're choosing to have the mezonos and to have the ice cream. You could have each one separately. So you're saying that's not the case in terms of a cake. In terms of the cake, you're saying that the You'd only make two brachas and eat them separately. So why don't we say that since you make them both together, Kandelus Otam. Why? Because I think there's a suffix that maybe you're eating. The mice, you're not eating a piece of cake. Right? You want the ice cream. Right? So the cake is just there. Maybe you're right. Okay, let me think about it some more. Maybe think this. That's a good question. Rav Moshe, you can look it up, is in Or HaChaim, Chelek Dalet Simen Ben Gimel. Yeah, Adam.
Yeah, isn't the reason why the person would be brought is just to apply the ice cream? If you really want the ice cream, but the sauce is there, and it's there in a way where it has its own taste, you can't ignore it, so you should be obligated to make it more.
Yes, for Moshe Rabbeis, but Jonathan has a good heart. But say if you want the it's an anti
rapist. Well, also, but then there's layers. Yeah. And it's broken up.
Does it have a different
anti rapist? It's hard. It's hard to separate it. I don't know if it can.
It's hard to discuss that, but it's the Pashas from Rishon base. It doesn't matter.
We
didn't learn Sugi Iker Tavol, but then Iker
Tavol, you
got two. Two Ikarim. It's a two Ikarim. So the
Chorba Mezainis. Our Sugi is saying that if the Zonas becomes an Iker and Tarovis, but there's another Sugi that says we have two Ikarim, so we don't
have two Ikarim.
Okay. When
our
Sugi says that
Mark will
bring the exodus, does that mean to the exclusion of everything else, or just
means
you
can
hide the
exodus
on this?
No, it means the exclusion. Right, the bracha and the ikir is parting the tailor. Correct. That's how we should learn, yeah. Pashto here is that this becomes, that Mezenis becomes the ikir. The person likes that form of achila better. No, Emes is not because he wants. He doesn't like the. He prefers that mahalach of achila. He prefers licking over using a spoon. No, is that the Emes?
If the cracker isn't the jam, also if you have a spoon in the
house,
so why
are you distracted? No, that's because. And the Emes is it's probably an issue of etiquette, no? You're saying that shows you want the taste. In a chanami, we change correct. If it's clear that you want the taste of a spread, then it doesn't become tofa. No,
it's only when you go
into
the spoon in the house and you use the crackers,
we'd
say you
only
make a
rough on the house. No, it depends on what you're covering. You're covering you want the spread taste. So then you would make, then the Mezonis is the Iker. Right? The only time the Shulchan Aruch says that the Memareach becomes the Iker is if you really only want the ice cream, but how are you going to hold the ice cream? Right? So let's say if a person peanut butter spread, they don't want to have a spoonful of peanut butter, it doesn't taste good. Right? So then that's when you make a mezonos, right? On the cracker. But let's say you're at a kiddush. You really only want the herring, right? But it's but they don't provide plates, right? So you have to use the kichel. You have to use the right. So then it's clear that you just want the fish, right? So that'd be the situation.
I feel like our situation is really very rare. Mostly
correct. And I think so.
So with Dina,
you had the option of a plate or a kichel.
Ice cream cone and a cup.
So ice cream cone and the cup. Again, what's the real reason you're going for the ice cream cone? Because you like the taste of the cone, or you want to eat it? You want to lick it as opposed to using a spoon. Was that?
You could have gone for the cup, but you decided to go for the cone. You want a cone.
No, but what's the reason? Because you want the cone or because you want to eat it in a different way?
Why else aren't you going for the cup? It's not because you don't want the cone.
It's because the hano of licking is better than hano of nostalgia. It means you might be a kid. Right? No, that good. It would be based on that naguna. That's the issue. When it comes to the herring, it would be the same thing. If you want that taste of the herring on the kichel, so then it's then you would make him a zonis, right? But if that's the only thing you have around, let's say liver, chopped liver. So a person can only sit down on a plate of chopped liver, right?
but he's putting it in the crackers because it's easier to eat that way. That's the way they split. That's the way they presented it, right? They put out crackers and chopped liver top. He has no interest in the crackers. It makes a shakal. No, that'd be a case. It makes a shakal. Say for etiquette reasons. You look around and it says, not going to look nice, you know. You're sitting there with a spoon, right? So then it's clearly only for that you make a shakal. No, so there will be some reasons. But you're right. Most of the time, jams and jellies and peanut butter, most of the time, it's because you want those tastes together. So what do we leave open? So we have to think about it. So Jonathan Ta'ara. I have to think about it some more. Look it up. Igros Moshe, Chelik Dalet, Mem Gimel. And I believe that the Shevet HaLevi says the same thing. I don't remember so clearly anymore. It says the same thing. I'll look it up. Also, Mitzvah. The Shevet HaLevi. Where was that? Here's a few truths, I think in Chelik Zion. No. Ravadi Yosef, Chelik Zion. Chelik Zion, that's I think he writes to make two brachas. If I remember the Ibioma correct, so he would take and say what Josh was saying. Maybe it's an Iker and an Iker. Okay, so let's make a Sikkum. I'll have to leave Nefesh HaChaim for another time. Sikkum of what we discussed is the most important thing is the Avnei Nezer. That his understanding of Kedei L'Dabek is much broader. Anytime, any kind of servicing at all right? And now we can now put into that also the wafer for the herring of the chopped liver, or the wafer that's only there to, so your fingers don't get dirty. That's all under, that's all L'Dabek, all right? Number two is that when it comes, let's say, to schnitzel, so then the minig is shahakol, and that would certainly is consistent with what we learned when it's less than the shear of kizayis bechtei achilas pras. And these days, that's probably the best reason to say a shahakol and all of these fried things, all right? The other svaras to find the lechar very difficult. On the other hand, that would then raise the question that when it's a very thick batter, and there is, you look at this batter, and you in your mind you figure there's a cubic inch over there, and you eat it within 6 minutes. You have to find out it could be mostly egg, but if it's very, very thick, so then one should probably make two brachas on it. Eat it separately and make two brachas. Or better yet, the ideal thing is to make a moitzi. So again, the question is, why don't you just make a mezaynes on it? Because your kavanah tak is not to eat, is to have the chicken as well. You don't just want the mezaynes. Tzarchin, but I think then that would make sense to make two separate brachas. And then, in all the situations where the the bread or the crust is there just to facilitate eating the filling. So then again, the Mishnah Berurah points out that nowadays they are very rarely made tasteless. Since they're very rarely made tasteless, so it has to make a brach on them as well. Okay, so we leave with Tzorach Iyun just the question of why do we take the final step and say that when would we say they require two brachas in a mezonos case? Okay, we'll come back to that.
I think I was
tired. Too late, sorry.